Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Foles in the shotgun, McCoy to his right. Foles on first down, comes back to McCoy. He's free. He's at the 40, 30. McCoy, he is going all the way. Touchdown, Shady McCoy.
Now you've got a game.
Shady McCoy up the middle, 57 yards.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You know that call. LeSean McCoy, one of his great runs as a Philadelphia Eagle. He will be with us in studio momentarily here. And then going to be going into the Eagles Hall of Fame on Sunday, joining Hugh Douglas as an Eagles Hall of Famer. What is it like to... It's got to be interesting for you to watch all the other guys go in now. Now that you're part of that club, Hugh, and now you have one caller today that said you're one of their 10 favorite Eagles, you're one of their 4 favorite Eagles. It's a select club. There's not many of you in that Eagles Hall of Fame. It's pretty cool.
Not really. It's pretty cool. And, you know, to be in there with some guys that I played with and guys that I've seen come along, the beautiful thing about it, I'm pretty sure DeSean Jackson's going to go in eventually. But to watch... I remember when Shady McCoy got here. And I remember him coming in and Big Red drafting him and the impact that he made on his team almost immediately. And, you know, that snow game is the one that I'm pretty sure sticks out for everybody. And it's one of those things. For me, the biggest thing that I remember is like when Chip Kelly traded him away. And I'm like, damn, what is you doing?
I was on the air that night doing a show. I remember driving in and hearing the news that he was traded to Buffalo. And it was like, what? Like it hit people out of nowhere, and then the return was not good. And then sometimes
was it Kiko?
Kiko Alonso from the Bills.
Yeah, the linebacker. Yeah.
Yeah, and he did not work out here, but not even close to working out here. And, you know, sometimes running backs, you think, oh, well, they don't have much left. Shady kept running well for a while. He went to Buffalo and ran well for that Bills team.
Kiko had that epic one-handed pick.
Against the Falcons week one, and then that was it. I think, didn't he get hurt after he hurt his knee? And that was the end of that. 215-592-9494. So Shady's going to go in the Eagles Hall of Fame on Sunday. He'll be with us shortly here in studio. Let's grab Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning, man.
Will. What's up?
All right. Listen, man, this is what I want to see from the Eagles Sunday. I don't want them coming in. I want them to come in confident, but not cocky. I want to see great execution. I want to see them continue to expand that playbook. I don't want to go back to that one-dimensional offense. I want them to keep activating different players, you know, putting different players on the field, you know, showing some different play action plays or whatever. I want to see the lineup, right? I want to see them rush, do some hurry up offense in the second and in the fourth quarter. Let's start to wear these defense down, man, when it really counts. The last thing I'm going to say, Saquon, 115 yards. I got 2 TDs for A.J. Brown, 2 for Smith, and 1 for Jalen.
I like that.
35 points we're going to put up. I think they may score 20. You know, I love Sirianni, but I believe, you know, he is having a better career than Doug. But, you know, I just love Doug, man, because he took them risks. He went for it, and, you know, he didn't care, man. I mean, he cared, but he did the right plays at the right time, man.
Well, he was fearless. Yeah, I mean, that's the...
He was a riverboat gambler.
He was. And I think to win the Super Bowl, especially when you go up against, and Will, we appreciate the call, when you go up against... a Tom Brady then, and Bill Belichick, or you go up against Mahomes and Reed now. You got to be that way. I mean, that's how you win as an underdog. Doug Peterson as an underdog in the playoffs is one of the greatest records of all time. It's hard to win in the playoffs when you have the quote-unquote lesser team, right? When you have the lesser quarterback, the lesser team. It's hard, and Doug has done it a lot. And Nick so far, and he's made the playoffs 3 times now, he's only won when he's supposed to win. And that's nothing wrong with that, right? Mm-hmm. Like they won the 2 games in 2022, but last year they were in bad shape and they lost that playoff game. His first year they were an underdog. Like he hasn't shown that yet, Sirianni, that he could win as an underdog in the playoffs.
Yeah, testicular fortitude. That's what yeah. That's Doug Peterson.
Balls get sweaty.
Yeah, I said it in a nice way.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it is, and that's what people remember about him, and that's why I am on board with allowing him to coach this team that has probably more talent than the one that won the Super Bowl.
I do wonder if the Eagles' decision makers were given truth serum, if we asked them the same question. Like, would you swap the coaches on Sunday if you could?
No.
I wonder what they'd say.
No. I'm telling you what they would say.
They'd say no.
You say truth serum.
Truth serum. Like, no one knows the answer. It's not a public thing, right? Publicly, they're going to say Nick's our coach.
Well, I think that nobody wants to second guess, especially when they're the decision makers. They don't nobody want to do that.
Well,
there's no way.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Yeah, they don't do that.
Doug has sucked with Jacksonville.
But I think we have to almost move that out.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but here's what we know about Doug. But Doug is not a great coach, but he was a very good Eagles coach. We think if Nick Sirianni went to Jacksonville, he's winning 13 games a year? No way.
Well, no, but the Jags have a terrible roster.
That explains the Doug thing.
Okay, so then what does that have to do with Doug then?
Well, because they've seen Doug here and Nick here,
Would we be better than 5-2 with Doug here?
I think they'd be 5-2 with Doug here.
Okay.
Maybe 6-1.
I think there's a little 6-1 there.
Why?
I just think that Doug...
Up in the ante.
Saquon catches the ball if Doug's the coach.
Well, that's the game I'm kind of going to.
Well, Doug goes for that, too.
I don't think...
He probably does.
When you saw... I think we caught the Falcons at the time where they were to be had. They're playing much better now.
Short week, road game.
I think we would have won that game.
Why?
Because I don't think it would have been. I don't think it would have been close.
Yes. Why?
Because I feel like Doug gives us that.
What are we doing?
There's something different about somebody who has a feel for the game that actually played the game, and that's what I think Doug brings to the table.
Well, big picture, because last caller Will mentioned that Sirianni's having a better career than Doug. No, he's not. He's having the same start to his career as Doug. Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl in his second year. How is Sirianni's career better than Doug?
Doug won the Super Bowl. Yeah. I understand that. But Doug since then went backwards, 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 backwards. We sort of took a dip, and now we're back again.
Well, they are for now, and we'll see if this continues. I mean, Doug deserves some credit. He took over a joke in Jacksonville. They were like 2-14 with Urban Meyer, and they went 9-8 and won a playoff game the next year. Like, his Jacksonville tenure hasn't been that bad.
It's been largely awful.
I disagree. 9-8 his first year, and they won a playoff game. 9-8 last year, and they're 2-6 now. Like,
wow.
But that's awful.
Epic.
For the Jaguars were a joke when he got there.
Do you understand what they're saying about Doug in Jacksonville right now?
I don't care.
Well, you should. No, it matters. He stinks right now.
People said the same thing about Foles when he left here. There's certain people.
Foles do when he left here?
He stunk.
Okay.
But here, and that's all I'm just concerned about here, he won. Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Jilly-yo, what's the Dilly-yo here?
What's going on, man?
Chuck, what's up?
Nah, this is no Chuck. You do not want to hear from Chuck.
It's a good Chuck impression.
Anthony, was that a Chuck impression?
Yes, it was.
I heard it, that's why.
Because you're going to miss Chuck for the next week.
What do you mean, why?
You do not want to hear. Hey, if you listen to the morning show, you'll know why. Chuck embarrasses, man.
Yeah, well, Chuck, I mean, listen, I heard Chuck didn't have his best performance today on the show. Yeah.
He embarrasses, man, and that's my guy, but he embarrasses us. But anyway, the Eagles are, Sunday is not a trap game. We're going to put belt to ass on them Jaguars. It's like, time for bad analogy, dude. This is like we got our ex-girlfriend back from 2022. She's back. We rolling. We on.
You like that analogy here? Ex-girlfriend's back in town now?
I mean, what she look like?
She looks like
2022, really?
That's what she looks like. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just asking questions. These are questions that need to be answered.
If she looks like Doug, that's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
No, our ex-girlfriend is 2022.
No, okay. No, I thought we meant some for real ex-girlfriends and type stuff.
No, that's fine. You gotta follow along the analogies. Yeah, yeah. Analogies.
You gotta follow along the analogies, dude. Yeah, we're gonna put the belt to ass to the Jaguars, man. It's not a trap game. I'm ready for the weekend. I ain't got nothing else to say. Eagles!
Good stuff, Anthony. We preached the phone call.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
A little loose on Friday, don't you?
Yeah, it's Friday. What do you expect?
A little loose on Friday.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the aforementioned, Chuck. And by the way, LeSean McCoy, he will be with us at 11:20. So 11:20, LeSean McCoy in studio. Can't wait to have him here with us. All right, Chuck in Mount Airy. He was just mentioned. That was a Chuck impression. We got people doing impressions of you, Chuck. I got confused. I'm like, Anthony, you sound like Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Joe Gilio, what's this Gilio?
What's going on, man?
Chuck.
Hey, listen, can't nobody be me. There's only one me. You know what I mean? And, you know, and as far as Anthony goes, brother, I hate to tell you, man, you're going to hear my voice no matter what. Ain't the first L I took in life, but I've given out plenty of L's, too. So I keep it moving, brother. Ain't about nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm still who I am. Believe that. That morning thing that they do with that beat the hammer, a little tough. You know what I mean? It's a little tougher than what you think. Tougher than what you think. But it is what it is. Listen, that's good. Let's talk about these birds, right? And I want to talk about Doug Peterson for a second, right? Doug is the greatest head coach to ever come here in Philadelphia next to Andy Reid. And I just hope we give him a standing ovation again because he deserves it. You know, he brought me so much joy being an Eagles fan. So I'm happy he's coming back, doing his thing. And let's face it, you can't judge him at Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a, you know, that's a place where coaches go to die. Players go there to die. Jacksonville should be an NFL team, to be honest with you. John, that's a hellhole that he went to.
It is. They won two or three games a year before he got there. Nobody wins at Jacksonville. No, Tom Coughlin was the only coach that could win there a long time ago.
And Mark Brunell and, you know, yeah. Fred Tiller, you know, but that was in the 90s. What, 98? Something like that.
Yeah, late 90s. Yeah.
Listen, but as far as Sunday go, I think we roll. You know what I mean? I think we roll. We beat those guys by, let's say, 10 points. You know what I mean? I got a score of 31. We're going to score 31 to 20. 31 to 20. Birds. And then when we all talk to the races, my game I'm looking forward to is in 2 weeks, though, against the Commanders. That's going to be a showdown. You know what I mean? And that's going to be probably for the division, take the lead in the division.
Oh, so that's going to be a must, Chuck. That's going to be a must.
Right now.
Yep.
This is the goodest ready right now. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the games coming forward. But this game right here, I don't think it's a track game. They haven't made it to be a track game. They haven't made it enough to be a track game. They still need to be focused on the task at hand. And that's taking care of business on Sunday. They're going to do that.
Love it,
hey,
Chuck.
Yo, go Bears, man. Peace.
You
go
got
birds.
It. There he goes, Chuck and Matt Herring. So, yeah, Chuck was against the camera this morning. Did you hear that? Chuck against Joe DeCamera and beat the hammer.
He did? Did he win?
Did Chuck?
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
It wasn't Chuck's best showing. But like he said there, it's beat the hammer could be kind of tough. It was actually LeSean McCoy trivia this morning on the beat the hammer, which is themed well. Mm-hmm. We have LeSean coming up in studio, coming up at 11:20. He'll be with us here.
I'm surprised DeCamera knew any LeSean McCoy trivia because his brain pretty much shuts off after the year like 1999.
Well, I didn't think it was Joe's best performance. He just was able to outlast Chuck. I call it a very mediocre hammer effort this
Agreed.
Morning.
Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't on top of his game.
I mean,
there are weeks where Joe will go 5 for 5, and it's actually, you know, for what it is, impressive. That's good. I think he had 3 today. I thought Joe should have done better. I'll put it that way. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Nick Sirianni for Doug Peterson? Doug's coming back to town, second time as a Jaguars coach. Might be his last time. Doug's obviously not trending in the right direction.
This may be my last time.
It might be the last time we get Doug back here as an opposing coach. Would you trade Sirianni for Doug Peterson? Both you and I would. I'm shocked at the Twitter poll so far. 72% saying they would not trade Nick Sirianni for Doug. I'd rather have Doug every
day. It's that book. It's that book he wrote.
Yeah, but he also has that Lombardi he raised.
Yeah,
a Lombardi.
He wrote that book.
He beat Belichick and Brady in the Super Bowl. Yes, I would swap Sirianni for Doug if I had the chance. And it's Sunday, a trap game. 215-592-9494. It feels like one to me. I believe the Eagles are going to win the game, but it's got trap game elements. You know, the beaten Burrow last week. Next week's the Cowboys. In-between game. Jaguars have, in 4 of their 6 losses, been within like 5 points. Feels like a game that could be closer than we like. I do believe the Eagles will win the game, though. 215-592-9494. It's Sunday, a trap game. Would you swap Sirianni for Doug Peterson? Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. And with us right now, in studio, soon to be the newest Eagles Hall of Famer, running back LeSean Shady McCoy. Shady, how you doing, man?
What's up, man? Happy to be here.
You didn't call me back, dog. I was a little, my feelings a little hurt, though.
What happened?
You didn't call me back, dog. I called you a couple of weeks ago. About a year ago.
Oh, you did. About the, we had something.
Yeah, you forgot.
But I got you, though. I got you, though.
See, this is you calling back, coming in studio with us.
No, I know. No, listen. I knew you were busy.
How it is, though.
I know he was busy, man. And I didn't say anything about it, but I had to say something today.
Pete, whenever you need me, dog, I'm there for you.
Appreciate you.
Quick story, though. You look at all the players that, like, balled out in their careers like he did. And then, like, after that, then what, right? And I watched model kind of like what you did from playing ball and then still keeping it
trust
going.
Trust me. Do not model it after me because, you know, I had that one little dark moment. Don't put your hands on your coworkers, man. It's a good thing that you have DeSean Jackson with you because y'all cool.
Yep.
But don't yell at your coworkers, man, and don't put your hands on nobody. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that part.
That's some good advice.
But it's always good advice.
Even being like on Fox and all that type of stuff, man, like you just see a lot of players. It's a million players that get done with the game, and then what else?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
how do you like that, man? How do you like working with the crew that you're working with?
I like it. You know what? It's always like I relate everything to football, right? And it's like there's certain guys where they may come on a set and like I have to like gel with them a little bit better or differently, right? And it takes time. Now right now, like with the facility, we got Acho, of course, we got James Jones, we got
quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback
Chase.
Games.
Yeah, yeah.
Chase Daniels.
Hey, and it's new, right? Because you guys had the whole turnover at the network, right? So this show you're doing
it's
now.
It's all new.
Yeah, and
it's funny because like a guy like Chase, man, who's super smart, good quarterback, knows that type of game. And you got Acho, who's coming from a defense perspective, right? Which you know well with that. And then James Jones, wide receiver, right? Played with Aaron Rodgers, a lot of good quarterbacks. So it's like a team, man. And like sometimes I'm passionate about just my takes and playing the game at a certain level. And sometimes we can get to not argumentative a little bit, but just more of like defending our takes. But at the end of the day, we still a team. Because there's sometimes with DeSean Jackson, one of my good friends, it's 3rd-and-3, right? He want the ball. I want the ball. And it's like we're trying to have a goal to accomplish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to put all the personal things aside, man. So I love my job. I love my coworkers. Everyone I work with on facility and Fox, you know, and also on the podcast with DeSean. So it's going well.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, including this Sunday here, LeSean. Everyone's excited for your day here with the Eagles and Sunday, going to the Hall of Fame. When you think back to your time with the Eagles, like what sticks out? We're playing some of the highlights or the snowball against the Lions. Like when you think of your time here, so many big runs, so many touchdowns. What is in your mind Sunday? Like when you're standing at the link and you go in the Hall of Fame, what's going to be going through your head?
You know what? I've been asked this question often because of the Hall of Fame, right? But it's so many different memories, man, but what really sticks out to me is just like my relationships with all my ex-teammates, man, my coaches. You know, like a guy like Deuce Staley, who just helped me out my whole career, you know, and like pushing me. When I left Philadelphia, right, I never really had I had good coaching, right? But I never had a coach to push me to the limit. Like, because at this time, I'm all pros and rushing titles and all that. So when I go to different teams, like, their coach at the backup to send a message to me where Deuce Staley will hold me accountable. Yo, McCoy, this soft block or this and that.
Yeah.
You know, him and Ted Williams was really good coaches to me. And then Andy Reid, man, like, you know, people always think I'm biased because I say Andy Reid's probably the best coach of all time in my eyes, right? And I've seen him gel with the, or adjust, I should say, to the eras, right? From coaching Hugh and T.O. and all these other guys, McNabb, to now with Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, to now having a younger crowd, right? And I watched Andy Reid being real, real serious and mean and tough, right? And then slowly, still firm, though, still respectable, but he's learning how to adjust to the new times. Now everybody's entitled to kids and Instagram and social media, and he's the best at that. So my time in Philadelphia is more with the relationships, like Kelsey, right? Having a relationship with both Kelsey brothers. But I remember, like, Jason, as a rookie, I'm like, coach, and this is when I'm LeSean McCoy. I'm like, coach, man, this center is tiny. Like, he gonna block for me? And then we get into that first game, like, whoa, now I see, you know, why you got him. So that's all my relationships, I think, is the best thing.
What was it like playing here for this city, these fans? I mean, I remember that back to your time here. I was hosting at night, Shady, when you were traded away. And yeah. I was driving in when the—
You couldn't believe it, right?
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it.
Not every single— I remember the phones that night. Every single phone call we took, people couldn't believe it. Like, people, you resonated with fans. You were an exciting player. Yeah. During your time, a lot of McCoy jerseys were everywhere in town. What was it like for you with this fan base when you were playing here?
I love the Eagle fans, like. And I always say, like, Philadelphia is a place that everybody can play for, right? Every player, I don't care how good you are, how talented, everybody can't play in Philadelphia. The fans are tough, and it's like they make you accountable, right? You can't go out here and got all these talented guys on offense and you putting up 3 points at halftime. Like, people, their hard-earned money, you know, that they're paying to go to get these tickets. We need to see something. So I always loved that. I remember my first year, I was a rookie. We had Brian Westbrook. Now, Brian was hurt, you know, but he was a starter. So I was replacing him, whatever, when he got back healthy. And he leaves. And I remember the fans like, hey, man, like, what are we going to do a running back? And at the time, I was so pissed off. Like, what do they mean? But I'm thinking, like, they don't know if this 20-year-old kid from Pitt, how good I am. And then when I earn their respect, it was a different story. So that's why, like, a lot of players, man, like, I'm on TV now, I talk about, like, a lot of players that come to Philadelphia, you got to be prepared for that. You know, guys like the Ben Simmons and them type of dudes, like, if you don't have no thick heart, no thick skin, you will not make it here. And that's why I always love the Philly fans.
You know what? You got a lot of stuff going on right now, man. You know, you got the affordable housing thing going on, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to talk about this Grand Caramino.
Caramino.
I want to talk about that, man. How did you get involved with that brand?
First and foremost, now, I know that's Kevin Hart's tequila line, so mm-hmm. right, and everybody's going to love that. But if Kevin Hart's name was not on it, it still would be a top seller. It's super good. I'm enjoy it, right? And you don't have them like them. Now, I don't really drink much, right? So mm-hmm. I was one of them kids. I didn't really drink or smoke or anything like that. But now I do drink. And, like, I don't like that burning sensation when you
burning in
a
your
shot.
Chest.
Oh,
yeah. Like, oh, put a God. Hole in your chest.
I'm kind of soft, dog. You know what I mean? And you don't have that effect, right? So we got hooked up with them because Kevin Hart, a good friend of mine, is in Deshaun's. And we hung out at the Super Bowl. And we actually talked about it at the Super Bowl. We was hanging out. And he was just saying, hey, man, I want you guys to you know, sponsor my drinking, et cetera. For our podcast, he's a big sponsor of 2510 Show. So this worked out well, man. And the tequila's good, and obviously it helps out when Kevin Hart is your friend and we could sponsor his liquor line.
So you're going to be bouncing around here. Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Fishtown, Wine Works in Marlton, Super Buy Right in Morsets. You're going to be around tomorrow meeting people?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. I live in Marlton, so I might just stop and go home and take a little trip home. But it's nice, man. We got a lot going on today, this whole weekend. We're just trying to get involved with the fans, right? People out there that want to, you know, try their liquor. It's really, really good. And also just to celebrate with the fans. Like, this is my weekend, but also it's our weekend. You know, a lot of fans that kind of, when I was down, I had dark days. Like, you just talked about just playing ball in general. You know, you need the fans to encourage you and lift you. So it's going to have a good weekend.
So tell me about the affordable housing. I know this is something, because I remember it was a few years ago. I saw you broke ground. Yep. I think it was in your hometown, right? You broke ground in your hometown. And I was like, wow, that is really cool. So tell me about that, because that's evolved since then.
Yeah. So we got to connect. He rocking with his boy. I'm his younger guy. We got to connect. So
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so how I start with that is, so I'm big in my foundation. We did a lot of things in Philadelphia, all the places I played at, from Kansas City to Buffalo. You know, Tampa, not as much because of the COVID situation. But so I was like, how can I uplift, you know, my community, right? And mm-hmm. we do all the typical things like Thanksgivings, right? You're hosting families, you know, shelter. Christmas, we would, my mom is huge in my foundation. We would do like adopt families for Christmas. Maybe mm-hmm. they, you know, don't have much, whatever. I remember one time where a family had a fire and they couldn't have no Christmas. So we adopted them. We got them all gifts. And I was like, that's nice and that's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's temporary. So now you get all these nice gifts, some nice clothes, but then y'all go back to my living situation, but it might not be that good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how can I affect these households and these communities just for more than just a temporary situation? So we started getting to the affordable housing. And I started doing real estate on the side because my dad, he likes to, he's real crafty, like likes to build stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my home I grew up in, which they still own right now, they were getting rented. They rented it out and they fixed it up. So I go back home like, man, this house is way different than the house we grew up in. Mm-hmm. We grew up in the hood, right? So we started doing single family homes, some small, doing little flips. Then I talked about what I said about you know, affecting people's, you know, living situations. So mm-hmm. now we started doing affordable housing, right? Meeting with the mayors, the city officials, et cetera. And now we're about to finish up a 50 unit with a community center, affordable, 100% affordable at that. And really, really nice, man. And like, you should see, it's funny. I was in my hometown, I wanna say 2 months ago. Now check this story out. Mm-hmm. Now, in Harrisburg, it's not a lot of superstars. We got Ricky Waters, we got Michael Parsons, we got Shady McCoy, right?
Okay.
I'm on a block where I'm building all this stuff, and a little kid like, yo, man, I can't wait to get up in these apartments. They nice, man. This Shady McCoy's, you know, apartments.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm talking to the kid. Now, for some reason, I'm thinking like, this kid don't even know it's me.
Yeah, he don't know who you are, but he knows it's your kid.
That was real, though, what he was saying.
It was real.
It wasn't, he was just trying to say, hey, thanks a lot. Like, he meant that.
No, he wasn't even saying thank you. So as he keeps talking, He don't even know that I'm the football player. He's thinking that I'm this dude that's running around here fixing these houses for kids to live.
Yeah, that's pretty dope right
there.
That's
crazy.
That means you've transcended in a way where, you know, you're not just a football player.
Yep.
You're somebody that the community knows as somebody that's giving back to the community. That's pretty big, man. That's really big.
Yep. And the thing is also, like, I was always big into, like, you know, if it's only one person that's the man, then you can't be a true friend. So I got a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, they work for me, right? Mm-hmm. So now giving guy money for just nothing, I don't do that no more. Now they actually work. Like my parents, we have calls all the time about different, you know, jobs and meetings we got to talk about. So, for example, like Aaron Donald's one of my best friends, right? He's from Pitt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a project in Pittsburgh. We're doing a project in Harrisburg. Jonathan Taylor, the running back for the Colts. We're doing a project in Jersey. So now it's bigger than just what I'm doing. So now, and these guys, I'm going to be honest, we are making money, right? Now, we're not making the crazy money that people would think, but you're making money and you're doing good deeds in the community. So if I could go around and help people go back to their hometowns and develop their communities, because it might be another Hugh that might be in a city, but no, might not see him because he's living the situation.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the opportunity that you
Come
have.
Come on.
Yeah.
So that's my thing, man.
That's what's up.
I'm actually meeting with the NFLPA because, you know, we got some things cooking up. But I want to go around to different ball players and say, look, man, that's a nice-ass chain you got on, bro. I love it. But take that chain off, man. You can make more money doing affordable housing, and you make money, and you helping the community out. That's the
giving
real
back,
impact.
Really giving back to
that's
the community.
That's really giving back.
Yeah, that's great stuff, LeSean. We're excited for you and happy to hear that. LeSean McCoy in studio with us as he gets ready to go in the Eagles Hall of Fame on Sunday. All right, LeSean, let's get your thoughts on this team, this Eagles team.
Tell us why you believe in this Eagles team, Shady. Break it down.
Where are you right now? So they were 2-2, and it was like, doesn't look good, right? Then they have the bye. They come out. They barely beat the Browns.
Right.
But it's 2 weeks in a row now, Shady. They've won, you know, significantly, including in Cincinnati last week.
Yeah.
How good is this Eagles team?
This team is really, really good. You know what it is? It's like people be forgetting that it's a marathon, right? It's not just a race. It's a long season. And then we got the playoffs and et cetera. And I look at, like, every week I see the guys getting better and better and better. Look at Jalen Hurts, right? From where he started at, okay? I think we all hold him accountable from the Super Bowl run and et cetera. But if you really watch his career, even in college, he gets better and better and better, right? So now, like he's, what, four games, no picks, 11, 12 touchdowns? Like
he's been really good in October, yep.
And I think that the what they're doing is, now a lot of guys were injured, right? Because A.J. Brown, I talked to him probably the most. Saquon, I talked to him a little bit, but more A.J., we just got a better connection because I know him a little longer. Anyway, I look at A.J.'s healthy now, right? And I think when he plays, I feel like Jalen is, that's his insurance. Like, for example,
money down, money play.
Come on, man.
Money play.
Yo, it was third down and fourth down. It was like 3rd and 2 against, I think it was the Giants.
You had the bomb down the left sideline.
Now, in a coaching, you know, game plan, like, we're not going for bombs on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, oh, it's man coverage? I don't care what the read is. Yo.
Yeah, I'm throwing it to my man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm throwing it to my man.
The best part about the Eagles, I think, Saquon Barkley, dog. If you watched this the years before he got here, we were always ran the ball well. Like, I was telling people, like, Swift is for real, right? But you bring a super talented dude like Saquon, it makes the game easier. So now, and the line is blocking phenomenal. So we don't have to do all this different coaching and all this. We got to make everything perfect. Nah. We're going to line up, and we're going to simplify the game plan for Jalen. We're going to give it to our superstar running back and make the game easier. Now it makes the defense a lot. You know how it is. You, like, we put points up. They eating the clock up. It makes the defense game a lot easier.
I be trying to tell him every day, man. He don't be on list to me. I be trying to. My partner, good partner, man, but he don't be listening. I be trying to tell him that every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Hugh also thinks defense doesn't matter in the NFL anymore.
Defense, in this day, Shay,
this guy who had 80 sacks in
the NFL day and age,
thinks defense doesn't matter.
Defense is a luxury. It's not a necessity.
It's not.
Tell him again.
Oh, no.
Tell him again.
You know, it's crazy. Well, because he's an offense.
No, but tell him. Talk to him. Shay, talk to him. Talk to him.
When you're all set, right, and just hanging out, go back to, like, the last couple, like, Super Bowls, right? You're going to have – now, you need some defense, but you're going to have – nah, you need some offensive skill players, and you need a freaking good quarterback, right? Because, like, even Patrick Mahomes, oh, he's not playing so great. When they need a play, though.
Yeah, he makes it.
He makes it.
Yeah, always.
You get what I'm saying? So, this is the last couple Super Bowls. Just look at the quarterback and look at the offense coordinator and just look what it is. The game has changed now. Like, it's changed.
I've been beating this drum for years since I've been here, dog. They don't want to hear me.
Well,
they don't hear nothing I'm saying.
More recently. He knows. You played a long time ago.
It's physical. Like, I was just thinking, there's so many different layers to, like, the league now, you know. But, like the Chiefs, like, I don't know, man. They gonna three-peat. And I'm an Eagle fan.
I feel like, you know what's funny? We were talking about this the other day. Quietly, nobody's talking about they're undefeated. They're undefeated and nobody's
talking
about
it. Their standard is so high You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. It's like we expect it almost. It's just
for the last 7 years, there's been no better team than Patrick Mahomes as a starter. This is a crazy stat. The worst we've ever seen Patrick Mahomes is an AFC Championship game. Think about that.
That's like the floor. Yeah.
Think about that, though, dog.
Yeah.
Think
about
that.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited. I think the Eagles, I don't want to say that because I'm now I'm on TV. I got to be realistic, right? I think the Eagles and the Detroit Lions will be in an NFC Championship game. I do believe that.
Be a good game.
Now, so, I don't know who wins that, though.
Shady, how good are the Lions? Because they're—I mean, it feels like you can't stop their offense.
Man, I talked to Montgomery, man, a lot, right? And the confidence in that room is ridiculous.
Bananas. That's what it's all. See, this is the thing that people don't realize. It's not so like the players. You know, players are the players,
right?
But it's about the confidence, man, and building that confidence. And that's what the Eagles are doing week to week. That's why I feel like in this game against Jacksonville, you're not in a spot where you're comfortable enough to feel like you can just go out there and beat anybody.
I agree with that.
So it's about confidence, man. It's about confidence.
All right, another thing we battle about, you would know. Saquon Barkley, right? He's been great for the Eagles.
Yes, he has.
He's had a lot of touches already, but they've used him a lot. Do you think at some point they got to back off? I think, remember back to your 2013 with Chip's first year, you ran a lot.
Yeah.
You had a great year, but there were some games I look back, you had a little bit less carries. Do you think they should think about that? If the goal is the Super Bowl and he's got to play 20 games, do you start thinking about a few more carries for Gainwell and back off a little bit to keep him healthy? Or is it like, hey, he's great, let's roll?
I mean, we're trying to win, right?
And we're trying to win in February.
Tell him again, Shady.
We got to get there, though.
Yeah.
Another thing about Saquon is like, man, I don't know if you've seen him up close, man, but he put together.
He's different.
You know? You know what I'm saying? He trains hard, and it's like, hey, man, like we gonna feed you. We paying to do what 12 a year? What are we doing?
He's one of the highest paid.
He getting paid.
What are we talking about? My man, put the cleats on. Right, stretch. Now stretch first. Get your ass out here, and we need to
tell him, Shady. If I gotta give him Wednesday off, he take Wednesday off. Go ahead and watch TV, man. Just go watch TV.
Nah, he gotta play. You know, but it's like you can't in this game. You can't be too conservative because people are like, oh, he's been hurt lately. But who? Man, we trying to win, and he's one of our biggest pieces. Maybe the biggest piece.
He do national TV like every day. He took a day off
to come in here.
Come
with
out
us.
Here, and hang out with us.
Pretty
man.
Good, Hugh.
It's pretty nice day,
Maddie. We can do it more often, Maddie.
What do you think about Washington? Are they for real? Because it seems like we got a new threat in this division. They play in two weeks.
But they do have a rookie at quarterback. Even though he's playing well, eventually, like one of these days, one of these games, one of these spurts, he's going to have rookie moments. That's what rookies do, right? Everybody loves to praise C.J. Stroud, who's a phenomenal player. But if you look at his rookie season, though, he did well. He had some rookie moments, though.
He did.
So I don't think they're a threat today, though, right? But next year and after that, they're going to be like legit. I think we'll win the division for sure. I mean, they're a good team, though. They're a good team. They play well. But not yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, not yet.
No, you can't concede. Yeah, I'm with him on that. It's going to be a hell of a game.
I mean, it's a divisional game, so always tough. I'm just thinking like, I was thinking like rookies, right? Like, eventually, you're going to see it, you know?
What do you think about Nick Sirianni, Shady? And I know you never played for him. You've been out of here since he got here. But he's polarizing because some people are like, hey, look, he's 39-19. He wins a lot of football games. But then you watch him and, he's yelling at people in the crowd. He's all fired up, shaving his head.
No, I was about to ask, Shady, what did you think when he shaved his head? What was that like?
And you played for a button-up Andy Reid. Like, what do you think of Sirianni?
You know this, though. Like, Andy might show the fans and the media one side. He's a whole nother side, right? Like that personality Andy Reid got. Nick, I like Nick. I mean, I just, what it is? Like, we get so spoiled when we got some stuff good. You get what I'm saying? Like we had Doug Peterson. He won a championship. Like, why we mad at Doug? You get what I'm saying? I look at Nick. All Nick does is win. All he does is win.
He cut his hair. He had a Britney Spears moment, though, dog.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the haircuts and all that. That was, I probably wouldn't have selected that. I know his wife wasn't super happy about that haircut. But.
Oh, you going to stay away from that one, huh?
Yeah, because, like, I've been around a lot of guys. They got a lot of stuff going on. But I hit Kelsey. I'm like, yo, what's up with the mustache, dog? Anyway, Nick is a good coach, though. All he do is win. Yeah, and I think sometimes, he can be a little bit arrogant as far as, like, some of his play calls of going for it. So I get that. But I think that's more of, like, learning his team, because every year, even though you got your main pieces, it's still a new team. And hey, maybe I could, last year or year before that, I can go for 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-1 3 times in the game. Where now, I probably can't do it. But like, I'll say this though, because people, have their opinions about Nick. He should stay here or leave. If Nick leaves and we got another new coach, it's not promised that we're going to be going to the playoffs guaranteed every single
year.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right? I rock with Nick, man. Rick, he's a smart dude, solid, you know. And another thing, there's this rumor out there that he has no influence on the offense, right? Now, I have influence in the building. And I tell you, that's bull crap. He has a lot of influence on the offense.
You heard him.
I heard. Well, that means they better score a lot of points, so I'll rip them then. I mean, we got the information right there. Shady, we appreciate you hopping in. We know you're a busy guy. We'll see you on Sunday at the stadium.
Okay, I was getting warmed up.
Well, we know you got places to be. You got me hyped.
We know you got a busy day, man. Yeah. You got a busy schedule.
Listen, all right, so check it out. Fox Sports 1, the facility, 10 a.m.
And call me back. I'm about to say that. Before I leave, before you go down with the takeout and all that.
Yeah.
Hugh, whatever you need me, I got you.
You heard him.
Let me tell you my Shady.
Call me back.
So you ain't lying. But you need me? I got you.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
When the shades are off, it's real now.
There's certain OGs in the game you respect. Now, some of the OGs, I probably will never call back. But Hugh.
No, he did. No, what happened, you called back, but something happened. You had something going on, and I didn't hear from you.
Yeah, I'm a real one.
Kyle was asking me. I was like, I ain't heard from you.
I got him.
2510 podcast with Deshaun. Check it out. And one last thing. Everyone check out 94WIP.com. You can check out the info for where you're going to be. Fine Wine and Good Spirits, Wine Works and Marlton Superbuy.
Oh, that thing going to be packed.
And Morristown. Yeah. It's going to be great. And one piece of advice as you go in the Hall of Fame. This guy over here, he said he misplaced his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket.
Take care of yours.
All right?
No, listen. Hold up.
Tell me this.
I'm moving. I finally, Shady, I've been here for 2 years. I ain't found a spot yet. I finally found me a spot.
Okay.
It's packed. It's somewhere. I just don't know where.
Just take care. Good care of your jacket.
I got it, though.
I will not tell Mr. Lurie that.
Yeah, you
are. I probably shouldn't have said it out loud,
but we're here now.
Ooh, never mind. I can't tell you.
Hey, real quick, though.
You're going to be surprised Sunday, though.
I will say this. When I used to play, I don't want to get into the media thing, right, because they got their own opinions. You know how your guys are.
Yeah.
But, you guys. Wait a minute. Hold up, brother.
Hey, look. But me and my dad, we used to tune in, though. Nice, they right, you know.
That's
so
great stuff.
That's one of the nice listen to for sure.
Shady, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming in, and congratulations again on Sunday going to the Eagles Hall of Fame. Yeah,
thank you.
There he goes, LeSean McCoy. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We have the phones back up here. With your phone calls in a few minutes. We appreciate LeSean McCoy coming in studio. His day on Sunday.
That's pretty awesome.
Going in the Eagles Hall of Fame. It was fun having him on here.
Yeah. You know, you can't be mad. It's something about running backs, man. They have too much. They have too much charisma.
Yeah, he's charismatic guy.
For you to be upset with him, man. Brian Westbrook used to do the same thing. Brian don't call nobody back either.
Yeah, you started off and say, how come you didn't call me back? And then you guys were laughing 5 minutes later.
Yeah, you can't be mad at him because that's just who they are. They have so much character, man, that, you know, they light up every room, and that's what they do.
Two quick things from his time with us, and you can react to what LeSean told us. 215-592-9494. Two things that will stand out to me. One, I'm very happy we had him on. I am also very upset you now have more ammo for your defense as a luxury thing.
Because he sees the
game. Another Eagles Hall of Famer is wrong about this.
That was outrageous.
Because he sees the game. And he just left the game not too long ago.
But
he sees the game.
He's an offensive player. I get it from offensive players. You're supposed to be a defensive guy.
No, it's changed, man. It's changed. The quarterback position is such that even though this is why you know it's different. Because even though we talk about Jalen playing better than he's played.
Yep.
The criticism is still, he ain't played good enough.
Well, that's for sure. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, guys, we need to hold on to this, in good and bad, right? Good, we give credit, but bad, we rip people. LeSean, and he made it clear, Hugh, he still has relationships with a lot of current Eagles, right? He mentioned him and AJ they're tight. LeSean said to us that Nick Sirianni still has a real hand in the Eagles' offense.
Yeah, and that's not the first time I've heard that.
Right. So when things go well, I think some of the offensive success, we probably should look back and say Nick's still part of this, even though we want to imagine he's not. And when things go bad, we'll point to that. I mean, that's because we've been wondering this the whole year, right? Is he totally hands-off and it's all Kellen Moore? Is his hands in the jar? And obviously, his hands are in the jar still.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing for Coach Sirianni is a lot of times – I think he unintentionally gives us cannon fodder when he says things.
Yep.
And he needs to do a better job of not doing that because, you know, being here in Philadelphia, I know he's trying to be forthcoming and transparent as he possibly can. But a lot of times by you saying certain things, it just makes the matters worse. It really does.
So if Nick Sirianni is a hand in the offense and the offense looks good, how are people going to, you know, justify that in their head? Are they going to say that's all Kellen Moore?
They're going to ignore it. Yeah.
Don't matter.
I'm just curious.
I think that
he's going to get any credit for that.
His body of work. Let your body work speak for yourself.
He should. I mean, to your point, and I could sense the sarcasm. It's thickly coming through the air. He should get some credit, right? If they're a good offensive team by the end of the year, and we know, or we have, you know, that seems like pretty good authority right there with Shady, that he still is part of the offense, he should get some credit. If it goes bad again, though, we can't, like, pretend that's all Kellen Moore's fault. Like, he's part of this thing. 215-592-9494. Right, quickly, Eagles are going to practice today. Yesterday's injury report, though, Hugh, interesting, has Darius Slay and Dallas Goedert did not practice. I think we're trending, obviously, towards another game missed by Goddard. That's not a surprise. But also Slay here with the groin injury he suffered on Sunday.
Yeah.
It looks like, and we'll see if he's out there today, but yesterday didn't practice. And let me throw this out there. The trade deadline is Tuesday. I don't know how serious this Slay thing is. I'm guessing it's not super serious, right? He wasn't put on the IR, but he didn't practice yesterday. Hugh, I'll say it very simply. If Isaiah Rodgers has to start on Sunday and he plays well, I don't see any reason to put Slay back in there. I'm ready to turn the page. I would, if Rodgers plays well Sunday, and the Jaguars have some good receivers. Now, they lost Christian Kirk, but Brian Thomas could play,
mm-hmm.
and they also have Gabe Davis. Like, they have professional NFL receivers. The rookie Thomas looks like a really good player.
Yeah.
If Isaiah Rodgers plays well, he had the big tip on Sunday. You got Cooper DeJean in the slot. You got Quinyon. I'm ready to move forward with the young guys, the Thundercats on the defense. If Slay misses the game and Rodgers plays well, I'll give the spot to Rodgers.
I hear you, but I think that it's too small of a body of work to make that decision. I think there are some good things that Slay brings to the table. This is the same, and it's not lost on me that I was the same cat at the beginning of the year that didn't think he would be on the roster. But when you hear these young cats talk about Slay and his mentorship as an older veteran corner, I think there's something to be said about that.
I think that's fair, but does he have to play?
And I feel like Slay is caught in a situation where he hasn't played bad. Now, I know that is different because you have young cats out there that are tackling and they don't know any better, like Seth likes to say. But I think that there is some value to keeping Darius Slay on this roster. I know I'm long talking, Joe, but that's kind of where I'm at with it. Even though, like I said, I was the one that I didn't think Slay was going to make this squad.
I'll put it this way. If Rodgers plays well on Sunday and looks the part, I would trade Slay on Tuesday. Now it's got to have a team wanting him. He's got to be healthy enough, all that kind of stuff. But I'd be open to trading him. And just sometimes in sports, you got to turn the page. I'll give you an example. It's not quite perfect, but I think there's some similarities. When the Phillies traded Bobby Abreu, when they had a young team coming up, and they were ready to go, and, mm-hmm. and it was time to move on from the Abreu era. Now they're different players, but just like it was time to turn the team over to younger guys. That was Howard Utley. Let it be their team.
Yeah.
Let it be this. Let it be the Quinyon
let it
Mitchell.
Be, let it be.
Cooper DeJean, Isaiah Rodgers secondary.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but like I said, we are not. I don't feel as comfortable or as confident as I feel in this team. I'm not that confident to let him go yet. I'm not.
Well, the part that makes it a little complicated is if you don't let him go, if they don't trade him by Tuesday, then it's over,
now,
right?
And
you
got to
wait till the end
of
the year.
And I tell you what, if this team had been trending like this 2 weeks earlier, then that's a conversation that's a conversation to be had.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're out of the woods yet.
Well, they're not, and that's why part of me believes this is a real trap game on Sunday, because we've only seen a couple really good weeks here. 215-592-9494. We'll throw this in the mix, too. If Rodgers starts Sunday and plays well, would you consider trading Slay on Tuesday? Kyle, I would do it, especially if the Eagles are trying to make another trade. Like, if you could get a fourth or a fifth for Slay, and then you flip that pick for something else you need. Like, there's ways to make the team better by subtracting.
Yeah, I've pretty much been waiting for a reason to get Darius Slay off this team for quite a while
and
now.
And we found it.
And if we have, this would be as good a reason as any. Isaiah Rodgers is 26, Darius Slay's 33. I'm kind of a Darius Slay hater. I know he's been fine this year, but
he's been fine. Yeah.
I think he's a weenie.
Hate.
Think he's kind of a loser. Don't like the mentality.
There's also one extra element to trading.
He's not a loser.
No,
he
well,
is.
I mean, he's got old lion stink on him. But there's an extra element we haven't brought up to maybe trading Slay by the deadline.
What's that?
Well, you know when the next game is, right? Who's the Eagles' next game? It's the Cowboys. So
yeah.
What's going to happen next week during Cowboys week?
Oh, you're talking about the podcast.
He's going on Parsons' podcast.
Oh, so yeah.
Get lost.
So we get ahead of this. We start Rodgers and we trade Slay on Monday.
I'm totally in.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.